It's Thursday night, and inside a small classroom at a church in Clovis, a group of actors has gathered to put the finishing touches on a new original production.
But let's go back to that piece where this builds up before you take off into that speech.
It's a theater production of four vignettes plus an original song, all focused on an issue that's having a big impact on many Valley residents, obesity. The Weight of Things, or El Peso de las Cosas, was written by Augustine Lira. It's a collaborative production with the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program and Lira's group, Teatro de la Tierra, which he co-leads with Patricia Wells.
You're not going to believe it, but my small kid came home and he told me, "Mom, I don't exercise at school anymore because in the schools they don't have PE anymore."
According to a study by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, 38% of Hispanic children between the ages of 2 and 19 are obese. That's compared with 31% of all children of that age group. The production examines the challenges many Valley parents face in trying to feed their families nutritious food and ward off the many diseases that often go along with obesity, like diabetes. Sometimes it's an issue of access. Other times, as one of Lyra's characters says, it's about cost. Healthy food is often more expensive.
Vegetables cost more than rice and beans. My family has to eat.
Lira, who co-founded the group El Teatro Campesino with Luis Valdez in 1965, is considered one of the fathers of the Chicano movement and says working on this new project gave him a new perspective on the obesity epidemic.
Well, we're all affected by obesity all of our lives to some extent, but I was not personally aware of the situation until I started researching it, and I just found out so much stuff that it just drove me crazy. I decided to write some pieces about it.
One of the production's four vignettes finds a group of residents in a town hall meeting sharing their frustrations about the lack of access to healthy food and neighborhoods that aren't built to make healthy lifestyles easy. Neighborhoods that lack even basic infrastructure like sidewalks and where it's not safe for kids to go out and play.
Many of us as mothers, we know that our kids, they have to eat healthy food and that they have to exercise. But honestly, Julia, it's not possible the way that our neighborhoods are. I would never allow my kids to go out into those dangerous streets. No lo permita, no.
And one problem can often lead to another.
I hate to say it, but my kids, they spend most of the time in the tiny backyard, or what is worse, watching TV and eating junk food.
The issues of proper nutrition and health are especially important to one of the production's actors, Jorge Romero.
A year ago, I went to my doctor for my regular checkup, and he told me you are a borderline diabetic. So I have to change.
Lira hopes that this production can help raise awareness of the dangers of obesity, change people's eating habits, and their communities.
Luckily, because of all the people that I hopefully hear this message, that they'll be able to do something about the circumstances in which they live in. But it's very difficult to fight obesity on your own because there's too many factors, too many things that are involved in it.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.